When I was a child, I remember sneaking out of my room to get some extra TV time. And no show impacted me more than the acclaimed X-Files. You can probably tell me 1,000 reasons why a kid should not be watching that show. But it always captivated me, seeing the strange and unusual things that happened. Like the controversial episode that was banned from Fox. I believe it was season 4, episode 2, Home, where they buried a live deformed baby and dealt with a group of deformed people. It still manages to give me the creeps. Since it was supposed to be based on actual events, of course, that show was full of unexplained and unknown. And just like me, humanity has an impulse to seek answers to mysteries of strange creatures, aliens, flying objects, disappearances. It deeply bothers us and keeps us up at night to not know, and we tend to make false accusations to put things to rest, like claims of a weather balloon to calm the public, or challenging the witnesses' credibility and not believing them. And even then, we tend to not believe because we thrive on mystery. In most cases, the claims are few enough to disregard. But what if it happened so often, it was just too impossible to ignore? Today, we face ourselves with one of the most perplexing areas to date. A hotbed for paranormal films and where countless research has taken place. And unlike many other places where activity dies down, this place, you just truly have to experience for yourself. Let me be your guide and let us travel to the realm of the Skinwalker. I'm Michael Ayala, and this is Rest in Pieces. In northeastern Utah, remotely down a muddy dirt road, there sits a 480-acre parcel of land. With cottonwood trees, Russian olives, and a very lush pasture bordered by a creek. It's bordered by the Inta and Ouray Indian Reservation and was also protected by a long red rock ridge. It was the fall of 1944 when the Sherman family, consisting of Terry Sherman and his wife Gwen and two kids, had just purchased the land. They couldn't believe the beauty of it, and they were especially awed by the price of it all. They did mention it was a little strange that the land was vacant for 7 years, but that was easily overlooked. So as they looked around, they noticed the grounds needed some work. You see, they were in the business of breeding cattle, and they were superbly great at it, award-winning actually. And that's why they needed a large grazing area for their business. But they focused on their business and the land more than anything else. I'd assume it's because they could easily renovate or really change anything as long as they had the land for the profit. So once they moved in, they started walking around the home, noticing all the tiny details. As they skimmed through the area, a chill went up their spines, because it wasn't enough that the home was completely isolated, making it a bit unsettling. But now, while scanning the exterior of the home, every single window and door had several heavy-duty deadbolts on both sides, the inside and the outside, as to keep something out. That was the first thing that hinted at something peculiar. But it didn't stop there. As they continued to walk the area, at each end of the farmhouse, there stood large metal chains attached to huge metal rings, which were embedded securely in the wall. At first glance, it looked a little morbid, but in the end, they were just heavy-duty dog chains for guard dogs, of course. And yes, it was strange, because what kind of threat could lead to such high security, both with the dogs and all the locks? But even though these questions were discussed between themselves, at the price of it all, it was something worth disregarding. And so the family settled in and began their life in the newly acquired ranch, where Terry could use his expertise to produce top-of-the-line cattle. Eventually, he did transfer his cattle to the property, and initially, everything was great. But strange events began to take place. It began when large circular and triangular impressions began to appear in the pasture. One of the triangular impressions were up to 30 feet in length, and some of the circular ones measured roughly 3 feet wide and 2 feet deep. Next, the carcasses of his prized cattle began to get mutilated mysteriously. They all had one strange similarity. There was a hole in the middle of the left eye. As Terry examined it, he stuck a metal wire through the hole to check for depth, and it was a direct path to the brain of the animal. Not only that, the cattle were also disappearing. As stated by Terry, they contacted everyone around and looked everywhere, and they just simply vanished. In another instance, while checking his cattle one evening, Terry saw a large glowing object over the treetops. The light was so bright that it lit the whole mountainside as if it were broad daylight. The strange lights continued to appear, and one night, their three dogs chased after it into the woods. After losing sight of the light, they heard yelps, and the dogs never returned. The next day, upon further investigation, they found three burned circles in the ground, and at the center of each circle, there laid a blob of buttery-like material. That turned out to be the last straw for the Shermans, and they decided to sell the property. But before they left the property, they encountered one last creature. Now, there are many strange stories that happened within the 18 months that the Sherman family lived in the home, but none compare to when Terry came face to face with a strange beast. One day, 18 months after moving in, Terry was out unloading some boxes from his truck, when out of the corner of his eye, he saw a large dog-like creature moving in the distance. At first glance, it looked like a coyote, but as it began to get closer, it looked roughly 4 times the size of a wolf. The beast was gray and was around 300 yards away at this point. The animal moved in a nest-like pattern and then stopped about 50 yards away from Terry. Gwen was in the area as well and came to see what was happening. The beast gazed peacefully at the family, and due to how calm the wolf acted towards them, they began to think it was merely someone's pet. The wolf continued to approach, showing no fear with the same peacefulness as before. And once it was in front of Terry, who was 6 feet tall, they finally realized how big the animal truly was. It was almost as large as Terry on all fours. They stared at the animal and went as far as petting it. They also called their kids over to take a look at the beautiful animal. Moments later, the wolf, as if by instinct, snapped and launched itself towards a nearby calf, pinning it down by the nose. In a sense of panic, Terry responded by running over and repeatedly kicking the wolf. It was unfazed. His son grabbed an aluminum bat from the back of the truck and came over to help. He also repeatedly struck the creature without any reaction. Terry then got a hold of 2 different shotguns and shot the animal a number of 6 times. And all the wolf did was release the calf and trotted away into the woods without a scratch. Terry later learned from a local Indian shaman that they lived on unholy grounds due to the skinwalkers. According to the Navajo Indians, a skinwalker is a powerful malevolent witch with the power to shapeshift or disguise themselves as an animal. This type of creature is considered the most dangerous legend, and it is thought that the enormous wolf Terry encountered was that of an actual skinwalker. Since the Sherman family vacated, there has been various owners of the Skinwalker Ranch, including aerospace billionaire Robert Bigelow, and most recently, Brendan Frugal, a Utah real estate tycoon. As it stands now, Skinwalker Ranch continues to have many unexplained occurrences and is mainly used for in-depth research of the various anomalies which take place. With the continued research in the ranch, Brendan Frugal is thought to have a collection of unreleased footage and evidence. For us, unfortunately, we will have to wait until it is leaked. And also, please don't get any ideas. I wouldn't suggest storming into Skinwalker Ranch, as many have tried over time, because not only is it private property, it is also rigged with a large amount of sensors and cameras. Trust me when I say that, the only way you can roam around unnoticed is to actually be a paranormal entity. But if you do, good luck to you, and please let me know the story in detail. This episode was researched and produced by me, Michael Ayala. And if you enjoyed the episode, make sure to rate and subscribe. Any and all support means the world to me. There's much more coming, and as a fairly new podcast, I would be extremely delighted to open up the veil of the bizarre world we live in. See you next time in the world of Rest in Pieces.